probably say that Parshas Chayisar divides into two parts. One is the Misa of Sarah, the Kfura of Sarah. That's how the Parsha begins. And the latter part of the Parsha deals with the Shidduch of Rivka and Yitzchak. And the question is to try to understand the relationship between this Rishis and this Achris. In another shiur, we explained the connection based on Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, that the parish of Kiddushin in the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin is learnt out from Maaros HaMachpelah, the acquisition, the Lashon Kicha of Maaros HaMachpelah, and that's the source of marriage, Ki Ikach Ish Isha. And we explain that through the Kinyan of Kicha in the beginning of the parsha, Yitzchak is able to do Kiddushin with Rivka, which he does. Like the Medrash says, that he was Mekadosh her, and Halachas and the Gemara are learnt out from there. Secondly, we're introduced in this week's parasha to Lavan. And the Ari explains that Lavan has a very long history. Eventually, Lavan is Bilam. And it's a shaila whether he's the neshama of Bilam, or the grandfather of Bilam, or he is Bilam. And from Bilam, he goes to a person in Sefer Shmuel called Naval. Naval was the wife, the husband of Avigail. And he makes a certain chutzpah against David HaMelech, and David has him killed, and eventually David marries Avigail. The Ari is Merames, Lavan, and these three Gilgulim, if you say, in the letters Lavan. Lavan is Rashi Tevas, Lavan, Besuel, Naval. And let's try to explain in Mitzvah Shem the relationship between Lavan, Besuel, mostly between Lavan and Naval, in terms of the eventual Tikkun, which this Lavan / Naval has, because the Ari is very explicit, very clear, that one of the very big pillars that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal to the world is the tikkun of this infamous villain in the Torah, Lavan, Besuel, even Naval. There is Meramzin in the Pasuk in Navi, which says, Si'i savivi na'im ri'i, lift up your eyes, look around and see. Kulam nikbatu ba'olach, ba'na'ich mirachok yavo, that your children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from all ends of the world, they've come ba'achris ha'yamim for their final tikkun. And he explains this even includes Naval and his Sharashim as well, Bilam and Lavan. And that's Marumas and the Rashi Tevos. Nikbitzu Ba'ulach. Nikbitzu is a nun. Ba'ulach Beis Lamed. So that spells Naval. And even this Shairish Ra will have a tikkun. It says, Yari mi yitin tar metame mamish from the Niflos HaBaris Barach, that he's able to orchestrate tikkunin for even the most distant neshamas. Once we're speaking about Lavan, Lavan is hinted to, almost explicit, in the parsha of Bikurim. We mentioned it on Seder night, everyone's familiar with it, that the vidui begins with Arami Oivir Avi, Vayered Mitzvayim Vayagar Sham B'Mesei Ma'at. And Chazal explained, Sfarim expound upon this, Arami Oivir Avi is referring to Lavan, that Lavan tried to do away with Yaakov Avinu. And that's the beginning of this whole vidui which takes place, and the question is, why does this declaration have to go all the way back to the sugya of Lavan and Yaakov Avinu? For what? What does it have to do with Bikur and Bechla? So the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah about this novel. The Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, that it was during those 10 days that Naval was killed by David HaMelech. And the Gemara says that these 10 days took place, i.e. Aseres Yimei Teshuva. These are the 10 days. To be more specific, it seems like he was killed on Gimel Tishrei, and the Avilus concluded on Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara goes on to explain what's the relationship between these 10 days and Naval. So Rav Yehuda Marav, Keneged Eser Legimais Shenasa Naval La'avdi David. It's Keneged the 10 Su'udas which Novel fed the Avdi David. Now, the Gemara is referring to Perek Chaf Hei, where David HaMelech sends 10 Avadim to Novel. They come into his home, and they say, we're here, servants of David, on his behalf. And they were looking for a meal, and Novel hears the request, and he says, what, I should feed you from my meat, and from my bread, and from my wine? He throws them out of the house. And they walk away, completely rejected. So the Marsha on this Gemara asks, I don't understand. The Gemara is telling us that as if Novel has a schus, maybe, that he's killed during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which is a time for Tikkun Neshamos. Why? Because of the 10 legimas which he gave to the Avdi David. I'm looking at the Psukim, says the Marsha, and I see just the opposite, that he threw them out of the house without a single bite to eat. So the Marsha, he says it's not Mufurish, but he thinks that since the Pasuk says, when they came into the house of Novel, Vayanuchu, that they rested there, that included in Vayanuchu is that he fed them. That's what the Marsha learns. So we'll come back to that in Mitzvah Hashem. In the Psukim regarding Lavan, the Torah tells us that when Eliezer meets Besuel and Lavan, the Torah says that he gives to her brother, which is Lavan, Klei Kesef and Klei Zahav, Umigdanos. And Rashi says, Migdanos here, what are Migdanos? Migdanos is from the word Megadim. Rashi says that Eliezer brought them Peiros from Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting that the Pasuk highlights this, that he was giving them Peiros from Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? So it could be based on the following. The Bach in Simon Reish Ches and Archaim is discussing the Machlekes which the Torah brings about the Nusach which we say in Alamechia. That we will eat from her fruits, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, and we will be satiated from her goodness. And those who argue with this Nusach say that, don't we have in the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu wants to come into Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara asks, why does Moshe want to come in? Does Moshe want to come in to eat from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael if that's such a very great thing? And the Gemara says, of course, he wanted to come in to do the mitzvahs. But the Bach argues that the Nusach should be kept, and he explains, Halo Kedushas Ha'aretz HaNishbas B'Mikdushas Ha'aretz HaYona. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, it receives its Kedusha from a higher Eretz. The Eretz HaYona, he calls it. He Nishbas Gam B'Peiroseha. And that means that not only is it enriched in the land, but also the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, She'yoinikim Mikdushas HaShchina HaShochenes V'Kev Ha'aretz. That even the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, they are blessed with the Kedusha of the Shechina HaKadosha, which resides in Eretz Yisrael. And then he concludes, Alkei Nicha She'anu Machnisim B'Bracha Zu, after a longer description, he explains that when there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, that goes away. But Alkei Nicha She'anu Machnisim B'Bracha Zu, V'Noicha Mipyev V'Nisbe Mituvah. Therefore, he says, I defend the Nusach of V'Noicha Mipyev V'Nisbe Mituvah, Ki Ba'achidas Peiroseha Anin Izan Mikdushas HaShechina. Is that the good taste of the fruits that we're interested in? The Toiv here is referring to the Toiv as HaShechina, which enriches the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, umitaharasa, and from its tara, v'nispoya mutuvasa. That's the Toiv which we're referring to. So here, when Eliezer is giving the fruits of Eretz Yisrael to Besuel, to Lavan, and to the mother of Ivka, Pasuk mentions, it would seem that there was a very deep kavana in giving the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael to impact the family of Rivka. And it could be that the eventual tshuva of Lavan, like we see from the Ari earlier, Kulam Nekvetzu Ba'olach, that this klipa ra will have an eventual tikkun. It began with the eating of these Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, like the Bach is explaining, that the Toiv has a shechina, and that certainly has a very deep impact on those who eat it. We find a similar inyan when it comes Purim. Esther makes a seudah for Achashverosh and for Haman. And the pasuk says that after that seudah, that mishta, Vayetze Ham Vayamahu Sameach V'Tov Lev, that he left on that day very happy and with a Toiv Lev, the Kedushas Levi asks, since when do we find such Lashonis by Rasha, Sameach V'Toiv Lev? And the Kedushas Levi explains that Esther prepared this seudah with the holiness of her hands, and she saw that she needed to detach Haman from his dveikus to that evil source. And by giving him this mishta, this yayin, from the seudah which she prepared, she successfully was able to be machnes, a degree, an element of kedusha, detaching Haman from that evil root, and therefore casting him into the lot of kedusha. Now, I don't know if she actually prepared Peiros from Eretz Yisrael to serve Haman, but Aval Pichin, Esther is the Shechina, we know. And it was the Shechina which prepared this, and it had the Darga and the Bechina of Peiros of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, by giving him, Mishta Yayin, the Bechina of Anovim from Eretz Yisrael, Tenula, Mipri Adeha, and that Shavach of the Yeshashchaya, which certainly befits Esther Hamalka, it was through the Darga of Peiros de Kedusha that she was able to, what the Kedusha Slevi explains is the downfall of Haman comes from this. From the Peiros that she was able to sneak into his appetite. These holy Peiros account for the Nefil of Haman HaRasha. So we see a precedent to what we're trying to explain by Lavan, by Haman and Esther as well. And if we take it one step further, this goes back to the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, that the Nachash took from the fruits of the Eitz Hadas and gave it to Chava, which according to one day in the Gemara, it was Geffen, to which Chazal say that he squeezed the Geffen and made Yayin out of it and gave that to Chava to drink. So we see that the very first Nefila of Chava took place because of Peiros of Gan Eden, which is a Bechina Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, from the Eitz Hadas. And of course, the Mekubalim explained that this goes and connects to the whole Inyan which takes place in Purim. Haman min ha-tar minayin, where do we know Haman from? The Gemara says we know from the Eitz Hadas, Hamina Eitz, Asher Tzivi Sicha. Haman's roots is the Eitz Hadas, and Mekubalim explain that Haman is the Nachash, and Esther is Chava, and here there's a tikkun which is taking place. But notice what's happening is that there's a reverse. It wasn't just a tikkun for the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. Exactly what happened is inversed. It was the Peiros and the Yain which the Nachash gave Chava, and here it's Esther Hamalka, the feminine, who's giving Haman, the Nachash, also Geffen and Yain. There it was to be machnis, the Ra of the Eitz Hadas to Ibera, and here it's to be machnis, under the guise of Ra, she gave the Toiv of the Eitz Hadas to Ibera to Haman, and that's his Nefila. So we see that the Nefila of the Rasha takes place through the Peiros of the Bechin of Eretz Yisrael. And by the way, in the same way that Lavan has an eventual Tikkun, we know according to the Ari that Haman has a Tikkun as well. The Gemara says in Gittin, the Bnei Banav Shal Haman Lamnu Torah B'Bnei Brak, that he had descendants who learned Torah in B'Nei Brak. And the Ari explains that when drinking the Yayin of Purim, we're supposed to come to such a state of Shechres that we'll make a mistake, and instead of saying Baruch Mordechai, we'll say Baruch Haman. That's referring to the Tikkun of Haman, but Dafka where? By the Mishta that's supposed to take place. Because the Mishta is the Peiros, that's the Yayin, that's the Bechina. A Peiros of Eretz Yisrael. And in the same way that Haman had his Nefila, but yet an eventual Tikkun through the Yayin Mishta of Esther, between the Peiros Eretz Yisrael, so too that takes place every single Purim, that through the Mishta, by saying Baruch Haman, that's the Tikkun of Haman HaRasha. And it could be that the reason why Purim is called Purim is because Purim is Milashon Peiros. That it was through the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael that the Nes of Purim took place. When we come back to Naval, and we explained that there were Asara Legimas, which David, the Avdi David, were given from Naval, the Marsha questioned, where do we see that in Pesukim? And he comes on to Vayanuchu. Perhaps we can explain a different Shana of the Gemara. That if you take a look later in the Pesukim, when Avigail hears that the Avdi David came to the house of Naval and he sent them away empty-handed, the Pasuk says that she came running after them. Vatamar Avigail, Vatikach, She came and she was very quick to catch up to them, and she took masayim lechem, 200 lechem, v'shnayim nivli yayin, and two nevels of yayin, flasks of yayin, and chamesh tzon, and she prepared meat for them to eat. V'chamesh seim kali, yumeyat simukim, v'masayim dvalim, and she prepared all types of fruits in Eretz Yisrael, but especially the yayin. It could be that when it refers to the legimus of David, that Nabal provided, it wasn't that Nabal provided it, it was that Avigail provided it on behalf of Nabal. And again, we see here the relationship, that Nabal is the Nachash, and Avigail is this Esther, this Chava, and the Tikkun for Nabal, that Rasha, takes place because of the Yain, because of the Peiris of Eretz Yisrael, which he gives to the Avdi David, but that's the cure for Nabal as well, so we see that the Peiris is the Tikkun for Nabal. And that goes back to the beginning of Lavan. And in the same way that this process was set into motion through the Megdonim, which were given by Eliezer to Lavan, so to the completion of that process is through the Yain, through the Peiris of Eretz Yisrael, which Avigail gives Avdi David on behalf of Nabal. And it works out very nicely because the Malbin learns that this whole Maisa with Eliezer and Rivka takes place on Yom Kippur. How does he prove that? Because the Medrash says that the Akedah took place on Yom Kippur, according to the Pirkei of Elazar, and we know that Rivka was born then. It took 3 years for Eliezer to show up. Rivka was 3 years at the time. So exactly 3 years later, it was Yom Kippur again. And that's why when Eliezer is asked, can we give you something to eat? He says, no, I can't eat until I speak what I need to speak. So the Mefarshim say, because it was Yom Kippur. So we see that the whole union of Lavan is taking place on Yom Kippur. And the whole tikkun, the whole Indian incident of Lavan, Aseres Yemei, which the Gemara is discussing, is also takes place during these days of Aseres Yemei, which culminates, like we said before, the Shiva on Yom Kippur. So not only is it through Peiris of Eretz Yisrael, but even the time frame lines up in that the tikkun of Lavan slash Nabal takes place during this man of Aseres Yemei, Yom Kippur. It could be that that's the bracha on Motzi Yom Kippur. Chazal say that a baskal goes out and says, go eat your bread, shtei b'yayin, v'ochem lechem b'lechem mecha, go eat and go drink. That it says specifically to go have yayin on Motzi Yom Kippur. It could be that this yayin on Motzi Yom Kippur has that darga of these peiros of Eretz Yisrael, which is the tikkun as we see here for the Rishon. Although the pasuk doesn't say, and the Mefarshim discussed this, that Besuel had any of the peiros to eat. It doesn't say that. But we do know that Besuel dies. According to one Chazal, Targum Yonasan, it was because there was a switch. He tried to poison Eliezer. A malach came and switched it and gave Besuel to eat, and he died because of that. But the Medrash doesn't mention anything of it. It doesn't say, it just says that Besuel died. But it could be that the reason why the Medrash doesn't explain it is because Besuel died because of the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael. How so? Because there's a Chelek Hara and there's a Chelek Hatov. So the Chelek Hatov, that's what Lavan had, and eventually he has a Tikkun. But the Chelek Hara is what Besuel had. For example, that there's Orla, and there's Tevel, which is Chai Nisa Bidei Shemayim. So, the Klipas, it could be that since there's a comeback here, there's a payback through the Eitz Hadas Tevera, and it's actually very nice, because according to one day in the Medrash, I mean, it could be even Rashi says it here, that, maybe not, that's a Medrash, that Abiezer gave them Egozim, Klayos Ve'Egozim. And we know that in Rosh Hashanah, one is not only Egozim on Rosh Hashanah, that's what the Ramah brings that in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, because Egoz is Gematria Chet. And really the Mefarshim point out that it's not Gematria Chet, it's really Ches Tes, but not Ches Tes Aleph, it's one less. But Egoz is also Gematria Tov, so it's Gematria Chet, it's also Gematria Tov. So we explained once that the reason why we don't eat Egoz on Rosh Hashanah is because Egoz really is symbolic of the Eitz Hadas Tov Vera. Mitzad the Tzad Hara, it's Gematria Chet, but Mitzad the Tov, it's Gematria Tov. But because the whole pagam took place through the Eitz Hadas Tov Vera, the egos of the Ramana, that hence no egos in Rosh Hashanah. So here this mice is taking place for Shani Yom Kippur, and Eliezer is coming with egos in. So it could be the Tzad HaTov he gives to Lavan, but Mitzad HaRa he gives to Besua, and that's what knocks off Besua, because he feasted on the Chelek HaRa. Al Kol Panim, we see here the idea of the tikkun of Rishayim, or the kilkul of Rishayim, taking place through the Eitz Hadas, but befrab bechinas Peiros of Eretz Yisrael. And it could be that Yaakov Avinu learned from here how to deal with Tzafnas Paneach. He didn't know that it was Yosef. He thought that it was just the Mishnah Lemelech. It was this evil man saying Tzafnas Paneach. And when the Shvatim come back from Eretz Yisrael to Yaakov, very disappointed, Yaakov says, I have an answer for you. Kechu mizimras ha'aretz. Take from the Zimras ha'aretz, the Rishonim learn, from the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. And then the Pasuk goes out to explain and to outline what these Paris are. Why is Yaakov standing Paris of Eretz Yisrael to Tzafnas Paneach? Teretz is that he learned how to do that from Eliezer, from his father Yitzhak, Avram, his grandfather, that they sent payers of Eretz Yisrael in dealing with Lavan HaRasha. And Lavan had an eventual tikkun from that. He sweetened up from that. And so to hear, Yaakov learned from there, Kechum Yizimras HaAretz, take from the fruits of the land and send that to Tzafnas Paneach. That was his Eitzah to payers of Eretz Yisrael and being Mamtik the Dinim against the Tzafnas Paneach. So let's go back to our questions. We spoke about the kesher of the beginning of the parsha with the end of the parsha, the kinyan of Maaseh Machpelah, and the whole story of Eliezer and Rivka. So based on this, that the whole Yeshua of Rivka took place through Paris of Eretz Yisrael, we can explain, where does Paris of Eretz Yisrael come from? It has to come from Eretz Yisrael. But until Avraham made a kinyan in the land, it was called Eretz Canaan. It wasn't called Eretz Yisrael. The very first kinyan that Avraham makes in Eretz Yisrael is the beginning of Parshas Chayisar. That when he buys Maaseh Machpelah from Ephraim, he's now able to transform Eretz Canaan to be Eretz Yisrael. And the Paris which grew there had the status of Eretz Yisrael. And it was those Paris over those 3 years which grew there that he sent with Eliezer to Lavan. So Mamela, now that we know that there's a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, that there could be Paris in Eretz Yisrael, so the Paris in Eretz Yisrael were sent with Eliezer. Had been given over to Lavan, that's the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. And it could be, therefore, specifically, it's 3 years. It could be that it was Orla. We spoke about Orla in connection to the Eitz Hadas. It could be that the Chelek Orla was given to Besuul, but the Kedusha was given to the Lavan Al-Kopanim. We see the Kesher, which is in the beginning of the Pasha, end of the Pasha. And going back to Lavan, we have Lavan, we have Bilam, we have Naval, but we see that the Tikkun of these big Rishayim takes place through the Kedusha of the Paris of Eretz Yisrael, explained by the Bach, that the Shekhinah enriches the Paris of Eretz Yisrael, and hence, when we go to Bikurim, that it begins with Arami Yom Yehovah, what's the shaykhs between Lavan and Bikurim? But Bikurim represents the Shevach of the Paris of Eretz Yisrael, from the Zayimin, and that's what Bikurim comes from. So Bikurim is like the Melech, the Malchus of the Paris of Eretz Yisrael, and since the whole Tikkun of Lavan takes place through that, hence Arami Yom Yehovah begins with the Inyan of Lavan. Okay.